And a overtime victory here for Bemidji State. Four-game win streak continues. The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, down at the by the penalty boxes. They got used a lot today, Coach, but congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Kelly. Thank you. Yeah, it was an ugly game. It was an ugly game, but I'll take an ugly win anytime.
Absolutely. Hard to win on the road in this league. How was your team able to do it?
You know, it just persevered. You know, obviously a lot of adversity. Our penalty kill was outstanding. And you know, our power play, obviously we got the power play goal to win it, but we had some really good looks in all the other power plays. I mean, their goalie came up with some huge saves on the 5-on-3 that we had. And, you know, we just found a way. You know, obviously they got that power play goal to tie it. Didn't get down. We just kept getting after it. You know, fortunately we got another chance and Huntsie made a play for us.
Well, Hannah Hogenson again coming up with 29 saves here today, only giving up one goal. Man, I don't know. She's just in the zone right now, isn't she?
She's playing extremely well. Playing extremely well. It's I don't know if it's so much in the zone. She's just playing with confidence. She's seeing the puck. And she's been outstanding.
St. Cloud State with 24 penalty minutes, your team with 18. I haven't seen that many penalties called since before your time when we were at Ohio State. I was hoping this game wasn't going to end like that one did. What did you tell your team after that second period and try to calm them down?
Well, we just said you got to stay out of the box. You know, the referee said they were going to start calling 4 minutes for any after-the-whistle stuff. They were just going to give everybody 4 minutes. And, you know, we just said, hey, you got to stay out of the box. It's the bottom line. You got to have composure, be disciplined, stay out of the box. And, you know, unfortunately, it wasn't a smart penalty, and they capitalized on it. So, you know, but the bottom line is we got the job done at the end.
Reese Hunt, probably her best weekend I've seen her play in her 3 years here at Bemidji State. Do you agree?
She's had some good ones, but this was she had a really good weekend, all around. Tough to say if it's her best. She's been pretty consistent for us, just not getting rewarded. But yeah, it was fun to see her get one tonight.
You've got Wisconsin at home next weekend. It doesn't get any easier. But how much confidence does this give you going up against the Badgers next?
Who do we play next?
Wisconsin.
Oh, joy! No, you know what? You know, we're gonna enjoy this and. You know, we'll be ready for them. You know, they're a great team. I'm not sure how they did today, but you know, they could be a pretty ornery bunch coming up. But you know what? It's always a challenge, but we get them at home, and so that's it'll be fun to be playing back at the Sanford Center.
Well, they are tied at one apiece with about 5 minutes left in the second period with Minnesota. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting battle next weekend. Coach, we'll see you on the bus. Congrats again.
Thanks, Kelly.